Despite her comfortable lead all evening, Campbell waited to make her win official until about 11 o'clock Tuesday night. She thanked God and her many conservative supporters, but maintained her biggest endorsements came from regular people.
They want an elected official that they feel is most closely aligned to their values.
It wasn't all politics at the Campbell camp.
This is Dr. Campbell. Yes. She fell. She had no loss of consciousness. She has no neurologic deficit. She has no neck pain.
The doctor was called for an emergency, too, when Guadalupe County Republican Chair Jan Caney fell face first on the asphalt outside. A small crowd gathered to watch and lent their coats to keep Caney warm.
I'm blessed to be a doctor, and any time I can help, I will.
Meantime, emergency responders also showed up to Mike Novak's party in San Antonio. Stoneworks kept dealing with a faulty fire alarm, eventually getting the fire department to show up. There was no fire, and in fact, his primary numbers were pretty chilly compared to Campbell. The former Bexar County Commissioner finished last, but he says he's still got plenty to do elsewhere.
There's never a lack of something to do. Family's a big part of it. I've been mentoring my sons and their businesses. That's a big part of it. So Mike Novak has plenty to do. I didn't wake up one day and said, you know what, I think I'll be a state senator. I decided to run for a reason because I think I can make a big difference.
And finally, with no fire trucks or EMS units in sight, the former San Antonio City Councilwoman, Elisa Chan, said she would enjoy the evening no matter how it ended. She remained at arm's length to Campbell and clinched second place. She hoped for a runoff, but now she says she'll focus on her business and maybe back in front of voters at some point soon.
I have a passion for public service. I came to this country with nothing, and I think people of this community has really helped me to build a successful business, and I owe to everybody for what I have today, and I really want to help others.
Thank you.
Campbell will go to the November election encouraged by the primary election numbers. The votes prove Campbell, who beat moderate Jeff Wentworth 2 years ago, may be around to stay longer than some had thought. In New Braunfels, Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.